You're listening to the HDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK. Welcome to the next edition of the HDB Horticulture podcast. In this next edition, we'll be announcing the launch of 3 strategic smart hort centres across the UK. These farmers and growers will be part of a fantastic opportunity to help other growers face the challenges around labour shortages and rising input costs. We'll be hearing from Grace Emeny, HDB Senior Knowledge Exchange Manager, who'll be providing us with an insight into what the strategic smart hort centres are all about. Neil Fedden from Fedden USP will be leading the programme and will explain the methods behind Lean and what growers should be expecting from the centres. And finally, we'll hear a special update from one of the strategic smart hort centres who share why they've decided to become a strategic smart hort centre.
I'm Grace Emeny and I'm Senior Knowledge Exchange Manager within the horticulture team at AHDB. One of my main roles at the moment is developing and leading the current smart hort campaign. So smart hort is an area of work that AHDB have launched in response to concerns from the industry over labour availability in horticulture. So it really has 2 main focuses. One is on labour efficiency and trying to tackle issues with availability of labour of the right quality, and another focus on looking at the introduction of new technologies such as automation and robotics. So the strategic smart hort centres will be focusing on the labour efficiency strand of the campaign and will enable us to work with 3 host businesses and develop live case studies across the season as we introduce and implement some techniques to drive labour productivity. Recently, we did quite a big promotional campaign to recruit 3 strategic smart hort centre hosts, and I'm really pleased to be able to say that we are going to be working with Volmari Limited, who are plant propagators based in Lincolnshire, with Haygrove Limited, who are fruit growers based in the Herefordshire region, and also with Thomas Thompson, who are fruit growers based up in Blair Gowrie in Scotland. The way that the strategic smart hort centres are going to work for growers and to be of use to wider industry is that it's going to be a really unique opportunity for growers from different businesses. Doesn't necessarily need to be the same crop at all, but to really give them a focus on how we can be looking at the processes within businesses and identifying potential areas for improvement so that we can generate labour productivity improvements and an overall increase in labour efficiency across the horticultural industry. I think we all appreciate that labour is a major concern for UK growers, but also growers internationally at the moment. But it's also really important that we acknowledge that that's by no means the only issue that growers are experiencing. So we know that water availability is of great concern at the moment as well. Wider environmental concerns, pest and disease and legislative issues. So although obviously the Smart Hort campaign is focusing on the labour challenge, we are doing lots of other work as well to address some of the other issues, and we're aware that it's not a one-size-fits-all, and the campaign looks to tie in with all the other initiatives that we're working on at AHDB as well. So I don't think there's a time when a horticultural business would say that they had just one current challenge. So we know that water availability, pest and disease and legislative issues, for example, are all really important concerns for growers at the moment. But we do know that labour challenges are at the forefront of people's minds currently. We know that concerns are regarding not just the availability of labour in terms of numbers of people turning up to work at a business, but also in a change of the quality of the labour that people have access to. This is definitely something that we're looking to address within the strategic smart hort centres. The thing that's really unique about them is that because we are focusing on labour productivity and on processes as a whole, we're not focusing on the crop specificity. So there's absolutely no reason why a field veg grower can't be going to one of the soft fruit businesses, for example. We're not going to be looking at specifics of the crops in terms of crop protection or IPM. We're going to be looking at processes, process mapping, waste walks, and there's definitely something that can be learned by everyone who wants to come along regardless of the crop and the sort of business that they're running. So the host businesses that we're working with are obviously going to have the benefit of some really hands-on management consultancy advice from Fed and USP, who are really well experienced and established in the field. But there's also huge amounts that can be gained from the businesses who are attending the events and following the progress of these case studies from the host businesses as they develop. So everyone that attends the events, as we're doing some live process mapping and waste walks, we're going to be pulling together lots of helpful resources to help everyone be able to take those away to start thinking about and implementing in their own business. We're also looking to develop a really nice network of all the people who are involved at these centres so that we can be sharing ideas, feedback, results as between the events to make sure that we don't lose momentum and to make sure that people can really get answers to problems as they experience them in real time. The strategic smart hort centres, in my point of view, are different to some of the things that we've done in AHGB horticulture previously, because there's a real emphasis on the grower-to-grower learning and the sharing of ideas and experiences. So the focus isn't on technical crop research trials. It is about processes and improving labour efficiency. And really encouraging that network where people can share their ideas and their experiences to hopefully be able to get everyone who's engaging in this program to enable them to increase their labour efficiency and productivity in relation to labour. So growers should look forward to a series of events at each of the strategic centres. They're going to be lots of resources put out to help those who aren't necessarily able to get to the events to be able to also participate and to follow the progress of the host business. We're going to be pulling as many regular blog updates and quick interviews together with the host businesses as we can. And we're really hopeful that we're going to be able to roll this out wider in the future. So we would encourage people to get involved. And if they are interested in potentially being a host business in future, to get in touch and find out about when the applications for the next round is going to open.
My name is Neil Fedden. I run a business called Fedden USP Limited. Essentially, we're productivity consultants. So we specialise in improving productivity and continuous improvement within a full range of organisations, from blue chip companies all the way down to very small one-man bands and small startups. My role really is to help run the events. So I'll be coordinating and presenting at the events. And then also what we're trying to do is create a live case study as part of the event. So we don't want to just teach people the theory of lean and continuous improvement and how to do productivity savings. We're going to actually demonstrate in a live case study within a farm environment how you actually go about doing it. So I'll be coordinating that activity. We've been out and we've met all the growers so far that are going to be the horse sites. So there's going to be 3 horse sites dotted around the country. And then there's going to be between 30 and 40 attendees from hopefully around about 20 businesses at each of the events. We haven't met them yet, but as part of the 4 days and the 3 events, we'll be meeting each of those individual companies and guiding them through how to go about doing productivity improvements. It's a difficult environment. You've got a product that's got a shelf life, you've got a product that's got a window of opportunity of when it's going to be ready, which sometimes is governed, or a lot of occasions it's governed by weather and growing conditions. You've got a difficulty which has increased over the last few years, a shortage of resources and the right type of labour to carry out the operations. So, and a lot of these growers are working within very small margins. So it's absolutely crucial that they get it right. And that's what we're hoping we can bring along, is some external experience and hopefully expertise that can show how they can operate within these tight margins. The bit that we're focusing on with lean and the continuous improvement techniques that we use is getting the businesses to look at how they use that resource, how they use that labour, and what are potentially some of the activities that they do that don't really add value, that is potentially waste. So the kind of waste that we look at is where there's lots of movement around the nursery, where there's lots of extra motion, for example, carrying crates and moving crates to where the pickers are operating. So it's looking at a very tactical level of all the activities that they do and just questioning which of those activities are what we classify as waste and what could be done to either eliminate those activities or reduce down the amount of time that it takes to free up capacity. So basically what we're going to look at is how can the people, the businesses, get the best out of the resources that we've got available to them. So the growers, hopefully what they'll get to see the lean tools and techniques that we use. What they'll be able to do is actually see them being applied, so not just only learn about the theory, they'll actually be able to see the practical application. And then what we'll do is, as part of the event, we'll work with them to develop an action plan on how they can go back to their own businesses and actually apply these techniques. The horse sites, they get a little bit of an additional hands-on support from us. So we'll be actually working on with their businesses to actually deliver these improvements. So what we want to do as part of three events over 4 days, what we want to actually do is develop an action plan for carrying out improvements and then actually get the businesses to implement these ideas. So with the horse sites, we'll actually be working with them to implement these ideas, and then we can measure what the improvements have been in terms of labour productivity. We work in central governments. We work in very large manufacturing organisations, which are blue chip companies. We've worked with marketing companies. Any business that's got a process, you can use these tools and techniques to look at what can be done to streamline the operations. Lean is a Japanese improvement technique. It's come from the Japanese improvement industry back in the 1950s. And it's very process-based. So it's a step-by-step approach to analysing the processes, working out what activities add value and what don't add value, and then working with the people that work within the organisation to reduce down the non-value-added activities, so to reduce down the amount of waste. So the theory is if you reduce down the amount of wasteful activities, you free up capacity to do more value-add. And that's where the term lean comes from. The term lean comes from a process that doesn't have much waste within it. At first, yeah, what we're doing as part of the first event is we're going to cover the theory of lean. And where we're going to do that, we're going to use a very interactive business simulation to take people through how you analyse a process and analyse it for waste and then come up with continuous improvement plans. So that's day one. And then day two, we'll be going into the horse site. We've already identified some target processes that we're going to look at. So things like picking, dispatch, packing, typical processes, and then we'll actually be doing a live case study to analyse those processes and show the group how you can actually start to identify ways of improving that particular process. They'll learn through the practical demonstration. So what we're going to really show them is warts and all, how you go about doing improvements and how you can potentially overcome some of the problems and some of the barriers that you may come across to doing improvement activities within a business. And then what we'll be giving them as well is templates and some case studies, which will hopefully guide them, the step-by-step guides, which will hopefully guide them through how they can actually go back to their own business and actually carry out improvements in their own particular business. One of the things that we want to do as part of the final event on day four is get each of the participants to present back to each other what they've done, what improvements they've made. So hopefully there'll be an opportunity as well for the different companies to learn from each other as well. Throughout the year, what we're aiming for is that they actually generate, within their own businesses, tangible productivity improvements. So the outcome that we're hoping for is that each of the attendees has got an action plan, and when that action plan is implemented, it generates productivity improvements. And we'll be helping them actually go about how do you implement these ideas. And if you do have any problems, how to overcome those particular problems. The methods of lean, they'll show the participants how to analyse the process, how to identify what are wasteful activities, so activities that waste time and basically cost resource, and then how to go about actually reducing down those activities to improve the amount of capacity, the operational capacity that's available within the business. It's going to get increasingly more difficult to get the right resources. What we're going to be seeing over the next few years, I don't think we're going to be able to recruit a way out of the problem. So what we're going to do is we're just going to make smarter use of the resources that we have got available to us. So that's what these techniques enable businesses to do, is really get the most out of the people they've got within the businesses. And hopefully what we can do as well is we can train up their existing workforce so they can use these techniques on a yearly basis. So at the end of each season, they can sit back, they can analyse what's happened that year, and hopefully come up with ways of improving the operations and the process to reduce down any wasteful activities that they've seen during the year as well. So it's going to give them a way of continuously improving the business. I mean, what we're trying to do is get as many case studies as we possibly can out of this. So what we want to do is write up the case studies, collect examples of where Lean's been applied, and really put together some practical how-to guides to inform the wider industry as well. So hopefully we're going to have an influence further than the participating companies and the horse sites on influencing how to improve productivity in what's already a difficult industry.
My name is Francis Mazzoro. I'm currently operations manager at Vulmari Limited. Vulmari Limited, we're a UK-based propagator. We have a 20-acre site based in the east side of the country at a place called Wisbeach St Mary, just outside Wisbeach itself. We are propagating shrubs, herbs, bedding plants. To give you an example, this spring we've propagated about 24 million bedding plants, which the season is just beginning to end now. I think we feel as a business that the labour market is becoming harder. Local labour is very much more difficult to source. We are under a lot of competition from the local city, which is Peterborough. Amazon is a very big employer in Peterborough. And we're also very concerned about Brexit and the sort of difficulties of bringing people in to the UK to help us with our labour requirement in the spring. To give you an example, we go from about 60 full-time staff on the nursery up to about 180 during our peak season. So we have quite a big spike of requirement in quite a short time. I think it'll enable us to look at what we're doing as a business, hopefully talk to others who are also going to be involved, and sort of form an idea of a way forward to try and help us manage the peaks and also manage the labour, the requirement that we've got, and possibly try and think out of the box, I think. I think it's two ways, really. I think we need to think out of the box and sort of look at how we recruit staff and how we try and make ourselves more appealing to local people. But also, hopefully, with the workshops and what we're going to be doing is look at some of the tasks that we do and how we become more efficient and how we can make the whole workplace think about the tasks that we're doing on a day-to-day basis. We're very hands-on as a business. We understand that we need to mechanise, but I think currently what we're doing is relatively complicated. We're producing 2,500 different varieties on the nursery. To give you an indication, this spring I think we produced some 60,000 different batches. Some of the batches are 2-tray batches and some of the batches are 500-tray batches. But the smaller batch sizes become quite difficult for us to mechanise. So I think we have to think about mechanisation, and obviously we have to talk about that and discuss ways and means to which to mechanise and make it easier for us. We also then have to look at our existing staff base and how that we can possibly be, you know, look at the tasks that we're doing and make them more efficient. I think we need to be able to look at the business as a whole. I think we've focused on within the, you know, we've had the meetings here about the Smart Horse Centre. I think we're going to look at our sticking production in particular. You know, in peak season we're sticking 2 million cuttings a week, and I've already said, you know, during the spring season we'll have stuck 24 million cuttings a year. That's all done by people, and we manage that on, currently we manage that on KPIs. We have an expected rate that people stick per person per hour, but equally I think we need to just look at the functions of the sticking and how we feed the trays to the people and how we look at the whole process and how, you know, we can make that better. And I think that's part of what we're going to function at with the Smart Horse Centre and with the guys when they come out and start doing the workshops in July. Neil's been on site and we've looked around the nursery with Neil, and that was what we focused on. There were several areas that I thought could be of interest, and other areas, potting. and our potting function. But I think Neil felt that, obviously, because it's not just about Volmari with the workshop, it's about horticultural businesses generally who are going to attend these workshops. He obviously wanted to find something that would appeal to more businesses within the horticultural sector. So I think that's why we chose the area that we're going to look into at the workshops. Well, I think it'll be the lean, that, from what I understand, it'll be the lean methods that will drive what we're going to look at. And he'll be using the lean sort of criteria as the basis for assessing and hopefully improving the processes that we're going to be discussing.
Thank you. And how do you feel about the methods of lean? I mean, applying that to your role?
I think it's very interesting. If I'm honest, I haven't done a great deal on lean in the short term. So I think for me, it'll be very interesting how we can take the lean criteria and how we can sort of blend those and use them for part of our business to make us, you know, more efficient, as I say. We monitor all of our output. So we look quite hard and weekly at, during the management meetings, at the output. So we monitor our sticking rates, we monitor our, what we call our top and gap rates. Every tray that we produce, we stop the cutting to make it break and bush until it gets to the customer. So we monitor our top and gap rates, we monitor our potting rates, we monitor our dispatch rates. We're even monitoring our sort of housekeeping, because we feel that that is one area that is quite difficult to control and can take sort of an inordinate amount of labour or not. So we work quite closely at monitoring the weekly rates. We have set KPI figures that we try and achieve, and then obviously we look at how we've achieved against that on a weekly basis. Volmari as a company, just, we want to improve. You know, we want to be the best at what we do. We have to try and always improve. I think, you know, if you're not improving, you're standing still. You know, we look around at the business as a whole and where we've come in the last 5 years, and there's a constant wish to strive and improve as a business. So I think that's why we want to get involved in such things as smart hort. You know, the labour market up here in the east side, you know, I've been over here now 10 years and I've watched it become more and more difficult. And I think we just have to be accepting of that, but equally not accept that we just let it happen around us. I think we have to strive to get the labour and sort of keep our efficiencies as a business. While we look at these figures in management meetings and these figures and KPIs do get communicated to the staff, hopefully by doing the workshops on a supervisory level, it'll make the staff aware of those sorts of areas that we have to look into on a daily basis. And whether that's where we lay the trays, how we lay the trays to make it easier for the next people to come along and pick them up, or how we distribute the cuttings, or how we lay the cuttings down, all of those things, you know, this needs to become second nature to the people on the nursery. And that is going to start with the people who are supervising on a daily basis. So I think it's important that they're involved at this stage as well. I think it'll make us focus. I think it'll make us think about what it is we're doing. I think it'll make us focus on what we're doing, and I think it'll make us think about every action that we take on a day-to-day operational level and question if that the best way of doing it, you know. And if we can improve, why haven't we improved? If we can improve, let's improve and let's make the business more efficient and hopefully, you know, more manageable, and hopefully become more efficient. Yeah, I think we're looking forward to getting, obviously everybody who will have signed up to this workshop, we are going to have a similar outlook to the business and the challenges that we face as an industry. And I think it's going to be very interesting and a good opportunity to have those conversations. You know, while we're in there talking about the day-to-day challenges on an operational level, I would think that as people attending these courses, we're all going to have a similar outlook, similar concerns, and there's going to be a good opportunity to discuss these issues and possibly then go away for 2 or 3 months, try and implement some of these systems, and then come back and talk about how we've got on and obviously the challenges that are continuing to face. So I think it'll be good for us to talk to other people with a similar outlook to the to what we're facing. You know, I think this is a good opportunity for us all. Let's make use of it. Let's use it to really, you know, question and have an opportunity to improve in what we're doing.
Well, I think the whole Brexit side of the business is a challenge to us all. It's a great concern for us, you know, and in a minute we could end up being, if we sort of fall out of Brexit in October, we could end up facing a real labour shortage next year, which is going to cause massive problems for ourselves and other people in the business. You know, this the new trial workshop, you know, the one with Proforce and Concordia are part of, there's only 2,500 people coming into the UK as part of that scheme.
Yeah.
And us as ornamental horticulture, we don't have access to that scheme at all. It's only the agricultural, the fruit picking and those sorts of guys that have got access to these personnel. So there is, you know, there's quite a political concern there on the label, which is why as a business we're looking at this smart hoard really.
Thank you for listening. Please make sure you keep up to date with our upcoming Strategic Smart Hort Centre events by visiting hdb.org.uk/smarthort. Our next podcast will have a dairy focus, and Alistair is here to tell us what he'll be covering. Thank you for joining us, Alistair.
In our next podcast, Suwan Howardson, our dairy scientist, will be looking at the recently released recommended grass and clover list, and will also be talking to farmers at the Royal Welsh Grassland event in early June.
That's all for today, but if you don't want to miss an episode, please make sure you subscribe, and if there are any topics you would particularly like to hear about, please feel free to get in touch. Visit hdb.org.uk for all the latest news, research and information, and follow us on Twitter @thehdb to stay up to date.